My name is Alicia Edwards, and I'm running for County Commissioner in District 3. From my first job facing shelves in my mom's pharmacy to being the president and CEO of a multi-million dollar company that I helped build, my life has gifted me with a broad range of skills and capacities that would make me a well-qualified commissioner. Progressive is not a political party, nor does it mean that I am anti-mining, anti-ranching, anti-gun, or anti-anything else. For me personally, Progressive describes a set of values: opportunity, responsibility, cooperation, and freedom, values that I strive to live my life by. As a progressive, I believe that everyone deserves a fair shot at a decent, fulfilling, and economically secure life. I believe that everyone should do his or her fair share to build this life through education, hard work, and active participation in public life. I believe that everyone should play by the same set of rules with no special privileges for the well-connected or wealthy. Progressive values and public service are deeply interconnected. I've spent most of my adult life participating in public life, from being active in local, state, and national justice movements to building the commons right here in Grant County. When I see something that needs to be done, I roll up my sleeves and then invite a bunch of other people to roll up their sleeves and help me get it done. I believe that the power of partnership can accomplish anything, and I think the county should be the first to say, who can we partner with to get this done? When I went to work for the Volunteer Center in 2006, it became evident pretty quickly that poverty was the underlying cause of much of the need for volunteer assistance. In 2008, we held a series of community conversations about how to end hunger and poverty in Grant County. 8 years later, there is a tremendous body of work happening in this community around food security and sustainability that has its roots in those conversations. For the Volunteer Center, the two major pieces of work to come from those conversations is the food distribution programs and the commons. The Volunteer Center has provided over 10 million meals to Grant County residents in the last 8 years, over half of them to seniors and children, and the majority of the rest to working families and people with health issues. For the first 5 years, all of that work was done completely by volunteers. And that work would not be happening without some of the most dedicated volunteers I have ever seen. Nearly half of the seniors in this community will need supplemental food assistance for the rest of their lives because they can't make ends meet on a fixed income. On average, 5 kids in every classroom arrives at school hungry. These things don't happen in a vacuum, and they're always interconnected. Lack of healthy, nutritious food, lack of education, low wages, no hope. Hope is the vision of the commons. I believe that people have a tremendous capacity to create positive change, and the commons is a living, breathing example of what happens when you bring people together to make the dream a reality. If you haven't been there, I invite you to stop by 501 East 13th Street here in Silver City and see for yourself. This community built everything you see there. We used a local architect and a local general contractor for the building. The orchards, gardens, the greenhouse, the orno, the tile mural, everything was built by volunteers, and the majority of it by the youth of this community. So my vision for the future of Grant County is that we become the county of yes. Yes, we have a comprehensive, diversified plan that will create prosperity, not just jobs. Yes, we are taking full advantage of every innovative idea, every grant opportunity, every possibility. Yes, every child has what they need to be a successful adult. Yes, every senior has what they need to grow old comfortably. Yes, every family has what they need to thrive. Yes, we are conserving and protecting our natural resources for our children, grandchildren, and their grandchildren. Yes, there are barriers, but we are doing everything we can to get over them, around them, or under them. There are hundreds of examples all across America of county governments that have taken a vision and leadership role in determining the success of their communities. That's called progress. I believe that everyone has the desire and capacity to help create change given the opportunity, which means we can be anything we want to be as a county and as a community. Let's fund a Department of Economic Vitality and Community Resiliency and dream big. Let's become the cycling destination of New Mexico. Let's become the entrepreneur's destination for all things solar in New Mexico. Let's have enough broadband to be a favored destination of solopreneurs. First and foremost, let's choose to be the county of yes. Vote for me, Alicia Edwards, for Grant County Commissioner, District 3.